The State Department of Water Resources has rejected a proposal from APS to use groundwater in the Buckeye area to cool the Palo Verde Nuclear Generating Station. The quality of the water in question is considered poor, but opponents of APS' plan argue that it's already used by residents. APS does have 30 days to appeal this denial. Joining us with more is Arizona Republic's Ryan Randazzo. Ryan, good morning.
Morning.
So let's flesh out a little bit what the water in Buckeye is really like, even before we get to APS.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because there are parts of Buckeye where there's so much groundwater that they actually have to drain it in order to grow crops. So this is a really agricultural part of the state. So they pump quite a bit of this water and put it into the normally dry Gila Riverbed, and it flows downstream. APS was saying, hey, since you basically dump this water, and they characterize that as a waste, since you're dumping this water anyways, why don't we pump some of it? And they wanted to use it to cool the nuclear power plant, which right now gets all of its water from a wastewater treatment plant.
So we alluded to this a bit in the introduction, but what is the issue surrounding this? Why is there a problem behind what APS is trying to do?
Well, the Buckeye Irrigation District opposed this. They were afraid that the nuclear plant would pump so much water that it would affect the wells that they use to irrigate the crops. So first they have to dry the soil, and then they pump more water for the crops down there. And they contested APS's characterization of this as poor quality. It was a specific kind of permit that APS was going after that said it's poor quality water with no other use. Well, the state found there actually are people living down there pumping this water for their own homes, and they're not treating it, so they're using it for household use, they're using it for dairies down there, so it's not necessarily as poor quality as the APS application made it out to be.
Where is APS getting the water now for Palo Verde?
So Palo Verde is the only nuclear plant in the country that's not situated on a river or the ocean. They get all of the cooling water from the 91st Avenue wastewater treatment plant, so that's basically all of the reclaimed water from Phoenix, Mesa, and other cities in the region.
Water that, in theory, could also have other uses, right?
That's right. And when they renewed their contract to use that wastewater, there were people that opposed that, and they said exactly what you said, that water could be used for development, and there are other uses for this water than a giant nuclear plant, the biggest in the country.
Is this something that generally gets lost, Ryan, when it comes to water usage? We've talked about in the past with solar plants being built, the fact that to have water to cool any of these plants, obviously nuclear included, is something that costs quite a bit. Is this something that has come up at all in the argument, just the discussion of why groundwater would be used for this versus trying to pump a different sort of water, for example?
Yeah, I mean, the cost of water is going to go up as the state grows and we have more people here. And APS, which runs the nuclear plant, they realize this. And that cost is maybe going to make that nuclear plant uneconomical 20 years down the road from now. So they want to operate for a long time. They're licensed to run into the 2040s, and they're talking about a relicensing, which would take them into the 2060s. But they might not be able to afford that treated wastewater in those later years, so they're starting to look for alternatives so that the plant is not shut like the coal plant that we've spent so much time talking about recently.
How has APS responded to this denial?
I personally was a little surprised because you don't see APS lose a lot, and especially lose at the state level. This is a state agency, director appointed by the governor, and for them to say no to APS, frankly, I was a little bit surprised. They didn't have much of a reaction. They got the letter last week that said, you can't do this. They have 30 days to appeal. They're likely to do that. They're considering it, but they don't give me a big emotional reaction to things like this. So.
What might change in an appeal? What does the appeal process in a case like this entail?
Well, the state's main objection was that the water is already in use. And so APS could come back with a hydrologic study, I suppose, that says where they're pumping the water would not affect these nearby wells. But the state found these other wells within 2 miles of where APS wants to drill. And APS also would need more than this initial well that they applied for to pump the quantity that they're seeking. So they put in an application for one well, but the quantity of water they need in the future, they would have to be applying for more. So it might be a tough argument, and these things get extremely complicated when you're talking about the water underground and which way it flows and what the quality is. So it'll be an interesting debate.
Ryan, terrific reporting on that as usual. We have about a minute left, and I don't want to blindside you, but I'm really curious. There was controversy over the weekend related to APS's retired CEO, Don Brandt, related to what sort of consulting salary he's going to get. Do you think there's anything to follow up on that? Is this just an aspect of people frustrated with APS and how it spends money, that Don Brandt was a controversial figure? Anything more to that, you think, to come?
Well, I there's just general displeasure with that utility right now because of its rates, because of its shutoff policies, because of its participation in elections. And then to see them apply for this new rate case and say, hey, we're going to have a new CEO, we're really turning a new leaf, but then, well, we're actually going to pay the old CEO to stay on for a while. It just doesn't sit very well with people. I don't think it's surprising. I mean, you probably want that expertise, especially as you're going through a contested rate hike, but it just is not going to sit well with the folks that are opposing the rate increase that APS just proposed.
Okay. Ryan Randazzo of the Arizona Republican, AZ Central, thank you as always.
Thanks a lot.